Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Today is July 5th, 2017. I can't believe we are halfway past the year now. So thank you for joining us, and I want to thank you for sharing our radio station and helping our station grow. It really makes a difference to us, and it makes a difference to the world. So today, I actually did not line up a guest because after Donna Gilmore's conversation on Monday, I really, after I understood the gravity of the Shimkus Act, the Shimkus Bill H.R. 3053, Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017, I'm going to kind of be like white on rice with this one until I get some feedback that people are actually calling their senators and doing what they need to do. I thought I'd explore her page and that bill a little bit more to help you understand seriously how devious these bastards are. I mean, I know the people listening to this show understand it, but it is now, we're in a war, folks. This is not optional. World War III has started, and it's them against us. And I honestly am dumbfounded that people think that Donald Trump is being coerced or has been taken over. He's part of their plan. He's part of their plan. Unfortunately, he's mentally unfit for their part of their plan, which is why he goes off the charts. You know, his whole little violent act against CNN, and now Assange is saying that CNN threatened them. CNN did not threaten them. Assange just wants to get pardoned. I don't know why Julian Assange just doesn't dress up in drag and try to get out. He's such a dumb coward. No, that's why he's been hiding out, because he's nothing but a coward. So I thought I'd read to you some of this bill, because when we were talking to you about the bill and how complicated it was, Donna said it took her 2 days to print it out and read it. I thought I'd just start with that, because then you can see exactly what we're talking about. When you first open the bill, you can go to www.congress.gov/bill/115th-congress/house-bill/3053-text. You can just look for the text. That'll get you there, but that's the spelling of the entire link. Try to read this thing, man, because you're not going to be able to read it. H.R. 3053, to amend the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1982 and for other purposes. The "and for other purposes" is the devious part, guys. Mr. Shimkus introduced the following bill, which was referred to the Committee on Energy and Commerce, and in addition to the Committees on Natural Resources and Armed Services for a period subsequent determined by the Speaker, and in each case for consideration of such provisions, fall within the jurisdiction of the committee concerned. A bill to amend the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1982 and other purposes to be enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States in Congress assembled. Section 1, short title, table of context. This act may be cited as the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act. This is really disgusting. These are the titles. There's several like chapters. They're basically like little chapters within this bill. It's it doesn't actually tell us how many pages because I opened it up on the website. I didn't save as a PDF. Maybe I should. Monitored retrievable storage. And then there's section 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, and 107. Permanent repository, 201, 202, 203. Water access is 202. 201 is land withdrawal, jurisdiction and reservation. 203 is application and procedure of infrastructure activities. 204, Pending Repository License Act. 205, Limitation on Planning, Development, and Construction of Defense Waste Repository. 206, Sense of Congress Regarding Transportation Routes. Let's go back, read the monitor. Read the Title I, Monitored Retrievable Storage, because that's where a lot of the issues that Donna had was. Monitored Retrievable Storage, that's 101. 102 is Authorization and Priority. 103 is conditions for MRS agreements. 104 is survey. 105 is site selection. 106, benefit agreements. 107, licensing. Okay, then we'll skip over to Title 3, DOE contract performance. 301, Title 2 material. Title 4, benefits to host community. I don't know if I can keep reading this. Honestly, I guess maybe we're almost done. I'll finish it. My blood pressure is just going off the charts here. 401, consent. 402, content to agreements. 403, covered units of local government. 404, termination. 405, priority funding for certain institutions of higher education, like... No doubt, the University of Oregon gets a boatload of money and they can do whatever they want. 406, disposal of spent nuclear fuel. 407, updated report. Title 5 is funding. Assessment and collection fees is 501, 502, use of waste fund. 503 is annual multi-year budget proposal. 504, availability of certain amounts. And then we go into Title 6. This is the last one. 601 is certain standards and criteria. 602 is application. And 603, Office of Civilian Radiation Management. You know, I know this stuff is dry, you guys, but this is life or death. This is where they're fighting the war. In complicated legislations, slipping it under the rug, sliding it through so nobody wants to look at it and nobody wants to participate. Everybody loves the brawn, the fight that's going on. They think Trump's taking down the media. You know, the first thing a dictator does is destroy the media. Do you know that the United States gave Pinochet... Actually, they didn't give it directly to Pinochet. They actually paid the largest newspaper in Chile over $1 million when they were installing Chile to write pro-Pinochet stories. The first thing that when they want to destroy democracy is they take away the freedom of the press. They don't have to take it away. What they do is plant seeds so that nobody trusts the media anymore. For people out there who think that Alex Jones is a reporter or that Alex Jones is running some really alternative site and he's not a CIA plant, is just incredibly naive. I mean, let's just be clear. The guy purportedly went into what was that place called where they do all that weird Illuminati stuff? Like, really? No. Think, people. Think. We're being played and manipulated. People in this country feel so brave to make nasty remarks to each other all the time. We spend our days on social media dogging each other. It's the reason I don't go into the chat room, to be honest, at UCY, because they're too mean. It's mental barf. It's total mental barf. While this stuff needs to be read, digested, and acted on. So we're getting busy. Yeah, we're busy all day long. We're super busy doing stuff. I don't know. I feel an urgent sense of importance to stop this bill. Title I, retrievable storage. Now, let's just get through it. See if, now, watch how they write this. This is freaking annoying. Section 141, proposal, section 141B of the Nuclear Policy Waste Act of 1982 is amended in paragraph 1 by striking 1985 and inserting 1990. And by striking the construction of. In paragraph 2, by amending subparagraph C to read as follows. Design specifications and cost estimation sufficient to solicit bids for the construction of one or more such facilities. Enable completion and operation of such facility as soon as practicable. Of subparagraph D, by striking this act and inserting this act and by adding the following ending. Options to enter into MRS agreements with respect to one or more retrievable storage facilities, monitored storage facilities, and by amending paragraph 4 to read as follows. The secretary shall not more than 90 days later, after the date of the enactment of the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 2017, publish a request for information to help the secretary evaluate options for the secretary to enter in MRS agreements with respect to one or more monitored retrievable storage facilities. Additional amendments. Now, do you guys even understand what any of that meant? No, you absolutely did not, because you have no idea what the Policy Waste Act of 1982 says. This is why Donna had to print out this 1982 Policy Waste Act of, and go through and figure it out. Let's see if I can link this in. Okay, so let's see where we're going to do this. Paragraph 1, by striking the construction of paragraph 1. So this is 1985. This is the act for 1985. Monitored retrievable storage. The Congress finds that long-term storage of high-level radioactive waste or spent nuclear fuel in monitored retrievable storage facilities is an option for providing safe and reliable management of spent fuel. So this is something that maybe, you know, we all should be reading and understanding what they originally, where the reference is. It's not long. It's definitely not very long. Or the link they provided us is not very long. Let's put it to you that way. But did you understand any of that mumble jumble? Hell no. That's what this is all about. Let's confuse and baffle them with bullshit, man. So in general, Section 141 of the Nuclear Policy Act of 1982 is further amended in subsection C2 by striking if the Congress, unquote, and all that follows through, quote, monitored retrievable fuel storage, and by inserting, so they're taking out the if the Congress and starting it where it says if the Congress, blah, 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 monitored retrievable storage facilities. Now they're going to insert the, so I wonder what that changes it into, and by striking construction of facility and inserting construction of monitored retrievable storage facility, and by striking subsection D through H. What is that? Most likely who owns it. That would be my guess, because they're taking out the word Congress. Wow. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but this is infuriating when our planet is swimming in nuclear waste. We've had accidents over the last week or two that nobody even knows about, folks. I mean, just yesterday, I think I read a story about a nuclear, the Russians had a nuclear power plant that's on, they call it a mobile nuclear power plant, and it was on fire. But don't worry, nobody got hurt and nobody got any, there was nothing going on. No need to look here because it's all good. Just keep going, making fun of each other, harassing, saying, go Donald, go Donald, go Donald. You're a good guy. Big fat misogynistic pig. Can you tell? You know, to be honest, in regards to Donald Trump, I thought it would not be this bad. Honest to God, I really did not believe I would ever in my life feel worse than I did when Bush stole the election. But 6 months into this guy's presidency, and frankly, this is the kind of legislation that we get up out of the Congress. These people have no shame. Let's see if we can get into the conditions for MRS. They don't even tell us that. Monitored retrievable storage. Okay, so this is the interesting thing. This is what it says. Conditions for MRS agreements. The secretary may not enter into MRS agreements under Section 142B2 unless the monitored retrievable storage with respect to MRS agreement applies has been licensed by the commission under the Atomic Energy Act of 1954. So they're going way back. So they're changing original laws. And Section 2 says the non-federal entity that is party to the MRS agreement has the approval to store department-owned civilian waste at such facility from each of, excuse me, hold on. Sorry about that, guys. I think I'm coming up with a cold. Okay. The non-federal entity that is party to the MRS agreement, the non-federal, that means private industry, has approval to store department-owned civilian waste at such facility from each of A, the governor of the state in which the facility is located, and B, any unit of local government with jurisdiction over the area in which the facility is located, and B, any affected tribe. Wow. Then subsection 3, the commission has issued a final decision approving or disapproving issuance of the construction of authorization for a repository of section blah, blah, blah. You know, my original intent was to go through this, but to be honest, I don't think I can. I'm just like, my blood is seriously, my hands are hot. I am angry reading this. The gobbledygook, this is all just gobbledygook. They are doing everything they can to make it unreadable and untenable, and we're just supposed to go along with it. So I'm going to ditch that idea because I'm just too angry. I'm sitting here being all mad. We're not going to read the bill, folks. By the way, if anybody wants to call in, you can. We can talk about this, or the number is 718-717-8106. Or you can contact me through Skype, which is Lonnie.Clark7, the number 7. So this is the original letter. I pulled up the letter. I talked about Donna Gilmore's page where she had done a lot of the heavy lifting for us. She wrote, let's go read this. I don't think I've read this. I made a YouTube video on this. And I went through every one of these points. But I don't think we did this on my radio show the other day. So Donna Gilmore on her page, SanOnofreSafety.org, the first thing you see is little 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet points. So she basically summarized this bill. And if you heard on Monday, she read, it took her 2 days to read it and summarize it. So these are the bullet points. Let me see. She has two sort of subsections here, which one is in bold and one is not in bold. So I think they might be a little bit redundant. I don't know why she did it this way. But this is basically what the Shimkus HR 3053 Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017. These are the bullet points of what it does. Preempts state and local water and air rights, federal water rights, and other rights. Eliminates safety requirements critical for preventing radioactive leaks. Eliminates requirement for a permanent repository before contracting for consolidated interim storage, which is CIS facilities, now referred to as monitored retrievable storage, MRS. That's what I meant in my, I said this in my video. You see how they're changing the name from consolidated interim storage, which is CIS facilities? Now they are referring to them as MRS. And you notice that the NRC is trying, and the IAEA, they're trying to push this SMRs on us. So they're using the same letters in the acronym, MRS, SMRs. So we get used to the idea that we're going to have SMRs and MRSs, and it's all okay because, hey, they're handling it. Wow. Oh. Pays millions of dollars annually from the Nuclear Waste Fund for both permanent and interim waste facilities, even if no waste has ever been stored. So we're just going to pay them money if they've never even stored anything there. We're just going to send them money because, hey, they're geniuses. Eliminates requirement for monitored retrievable fuel storage in spite of calling it monitored retrievable storage in MRS agreements. Let's read that again. That was a bit confusing. Eliminates requirements for monitored retrievable fuel storage in spite of calling it monitored retrievable storage in MRS agreements. So they're eliminating the requirements to monitor it, but they're going to call it monitored retrievable storage. Okay. Doublethink. Yeah. Well, up is down and down is up and war is peace. You know, who would ever thought they'd use 1984 as an operating manual? My God. Okay. Eliminates environmental impact requirements. Let that sink in. It's going to eliminate environmental impact requirements. Allows MRS facilities to store and transport existing thin wall, mostly half inch thick, waste storage canisters that cannot be inspected, maintained, repaired, or monitored to prevent leaks. Let's read that part again. Allows these MRSs, monitored retrievable storage facilities, to store and transport existing thin-walled storage waste containers, they're called canisters, that can't be inspected, can't be maintained, can't be repaired or monitored to prevent leaks. So if they start leaking, too effing bad, dudes. Just too bad. Hope you're not near it. Thick wall casts, 10 inches to 19 and 3/4 inch thick, do not have these limitations. Most U.S. canisters are thin walled. That allows for MRS facilities with no adequate plan to replace leaking canisters. So they can have these monitored retrievable storage facilities, and they don't have to have a plan to replace the leaking canisters. Uh-huh. Well, let's go down to the non-highlighted part of her page and see if there's anything new. Maybe we'll just read it all and that let the repeat sink into the brain here, because people need to be calling up, especially if you're in a red state, you need to call up. And actually, don't just call. Write them a letter. Send them an email. Put it into writing so that they have it on record. And tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell people around you. Because especially if you live in Texas, folks, because they are bringing it to you. It's going to be stored, the large facility is going to be stored in Texas, as Donna told us, over the largest aquifer in Texas that affects the entire Midwest. So unless Texans want to be wiped out and make, I mean, Texas is nothing but a large desert, large parts of it anyways. You want to make it even more worse, not even just a desert. The lizards won't even be able to live there. This is really suicide. Our country needs therapy, man. This country is freaking suicidal. It's unbelievable. This has just got me worked up. Can you tell? Partial list of reasons elected officials should oppose H.R. 3053 WP. This is how they refer to it. H.R. 503 NWPA amendment. Nuclear waste. What is the whole blah, blah of it? Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017. Wow. Number one, preempts. I'm going to keep repeating this until it sinks in to get a light under your butt, to get off of the chair and go do something about it. This is really unbelievable they're doing this. Preempts, state and local water and air rights. Preempts federal water rights. Preempts other rights. Preempts means you don't have a choice. It takes away, it overrides, which means we are going to lose our state and local water and air rights. We are going to lose our federal water rights and other rights in regard to the nuclear waste. So if we have leaky water, it's not their fault because it's the law. We've passed a law that says, hey, what's going on in New York City with the tritium coming out at 66,000%, which is probably way higher considering they've done nothing up there at Indian Point, or the one down in Turkey Point, which is right next to an ongoing sinkhole where it's just pouring radioactivity right into it, which, by the way, is very close to Mar-a-Lago. So not that I'm wishing him death, but, you know, his family could be affected. Number two, eliminate state and local oversight of facilities. Okay, do you hear that? Eliminates state and local oversight of facilities. So if they build a monitored retrievable storage site near you, your state, your county, your city has nothing to say about it. They'll give you the finger and say, you don't have a right to talk to us. Talk to the hand. Go away. Literally. That's what they're doing in this bill. Number three, eliminates requirements for site-specific environmental impact reports. So they don't have to do any type of reports to see if maybe it's sitting on top of an earthquake fault or near a volcanic site or sitting on top of an aquifer, for example, in Texas. That doesn't have to happen either because, hey, the corporations know what they're doing, right? They've protected us so well from this nuclear contamination. You know what? This is when I say happiness is resistance. Because I'm not going to let these bastards get to me. For real. Eliminate safety requirements for monitored retrievable storage to prevent radioactive leaks. By exempting DOE monitored retrievable storage agreements from the monitored retrievable fuel storage safety requirements and numerous other requirements in the current Nuclear Waste Act. Nuclear Waste, what's the P? I forget. Policy Act. Wow. I can't believe actually somebody that our Congress actually read these things in committee and said, yeah, rubber stamp, here you go. That we actually had Republican Congress people who thought this was a good idea to eliminate state and local oversight of facilities and eliminate safety requirements for monitored retrievable fuel storage. For real. Somebody, they read this and all agreed to it. Number five, eliminates authorizations currently required by Congress and other checks and balances. which means they're on a need-to-know basis. They don't need to know. Don't tell Congress. Don't mention it. You guys just go ahead. We'll just let the private corporations take the waste. Do what you will with it because, you know, 1 in 3 persons get cancer anyways. 1 in 2 men get cancer. So who cares? We know it's coming. We know everybody's going to get cancer. We know the planet's over with. We know the planet's boiling hot. We know there's so much nuclear waste everywhere. Why should we even bother? Let's just take our pharmaceutical drugs, smoke our weed, drink our alcohol, you know, complain about the kids getting out of control, and hey, move on. Eliminates requirements to prioritize safety and environmental protections over cost and speed. This is just dumbfounding to me. They're eliminating the requirements for environmental protection over cost and speed, which means they can make a decision to build these facilities regardless of the impact to health or to the environment. Wow. And one of our, I mean, honestly, if you guys look this up, oh man, I'm going to look that up to see who these senators were and who voted on it. Because really, those are the people we should be calling and move them to the no side. We need to be calling our Congress people this week because they're going to be voting on this during August. When they're coming back, I don't believe they're coming back till next week. Those guys are freaking lazy. They never go to work. But as soon as they get back, this has been submitted to the floor of the House and they're going to start putting this up for a vote. And I guarantee you, they're going to slip it in. No one's going to hear about it. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they're not going to cover it. I'm going to get into that in a minute if we finish this page about what's fake, what's not fake. Because if people tell me that they think that fucking CNN is fake and Alex Jones is not, I mean, see a therapist. It's not fake. It's all manipulated. It's not fake. You're on a need-to-know basis, and they tell you what you need to know. It's up to us, folks. Things don't come easy. Most fruitful endeavors are not easy. And this is a long-term, 100,000-year problem, 700,000-year issue. We are poisoning our planet. We are the generation who is willy-nilly ignoring poisoning our planet. And those of us that are listening to this radio station know about it. There's no excuse for the several thousand or 100,000 or however many people listen to this radio show. There's no excuse. There's no excuse that you cannot go out and get your own community informed, get your own community engaged, get your own community making phone calls, get your own community forming protests. And yes, protests matter and protests do work. Because our elected officials are basically cowards. That's why we elected one. We have the biggest coward in the White House. He's the biggest thin-skinned, lying coward I've ever seen in my life who does nothing but lie and bankrupt everything. I think that's why they put him in, so that he could BK our country. Let's get back to this and off of the Trumpster. Because really, he's a traitor. I call him Traitor Trump. Eliminates requirements to minimize transport risks before site selection. And by the way, about Traitor Trump, most treason is done for purposes of greed, not because they hate their country. And that is unfortunately where this guy's at. Eliminates requirements to minimize transport risks before site selection. Oh my God, it's so bad. So they can actually put in a site without even understanding if it's going to have a risky site, like if it's going to go through a major city, for example. Like in Texas, they could build a site and the site could be on one side of Houston and they'd have to transport this very risky tanks through Houston and maybe expose 100,000 people in a day to highly radioactive contamination. And there's no requirement for them to do that. This is going to eliminate. Right now, there are certain safety requirements. I mean, as it is, our safety requirements in this country suck. So what they're doing is just wiping the slate clean and saying, hey, you private contractors, you can do all of it. Don't tell us. Don't talk to us. We don't care what you do. You don't have to worry about where you just do what you want. We're going to trust you. Eliminates requirements to minimize transportation risk before site selection. In other words, infrastructure, liability, health, accident consequences and response, minimize transport, fuel and cask integrity. So they don't even have to figure out if the cask that they're going to be transporting is safe to transport. They could have, remember, these tanks that we store them in, these canisters, are half an inch thick. So they don't really have to figure out if the tank that they plan on putting on some big truck and transporting down the highway might have a minuscule crack or some weak integrity or something. They don't have to test for it. So they can just see a tank and say, oh, well, we're going to move it to another site or we're going to move it over here. Don't worry about it. We can go anywhere we want. And they're not going to be held liable thanks to the Price-Anderson Act. Eliminates requirements for adequate plan and evidence for funding transport, legal, technical, and environmental issue before paying millions of dollars annually from the Nuclear Waste Fund for both permanent and MRS facilities and benefits agreements. Doing! Say that again? Like, seriously? Are they really going to do this? Eliminates requirements for adequate plan and evidence for funding. So they actually don't even have to plan correctly. They can just say, hey, we want to do it. Eliminates requirements for adequate plan and evidence for funding, transport, legal, you get that? They don't even have to have that requirement. Technical and environmental issue before paying millions. So we have to pay them first annually. From the Nuclear Waste Fund for both permanent and MRS facilities and benefits agreements. So this now bleeds out to permanent facilities, not just these monitored retrievable storage facilities. This is actually saying that a permanent facility like Indian Point, Turkey Point, Columbia Generating Station, those two leaking nuclear power plants, Bradenwood and I forget the other one, Dresden, I think it is, in Illinois. They're leaking. Those plants are leaking. So now, if this passes, this eliminates the requirement for plan and evidence for funding, transport, legal, technical, and environmental issues before paying millions of dollars, which means we pay them first. A one-time fee is collected from utilities for MRS eliminates their financial liability. The monitored retrievable site storage sites now can pay a one-time fee. Once you pay one fee, wouldn't you guys just love that? You pay the government a one-time fee and then no matter what else you did, you were not held liable for it. That's what we're going to give to them. We're just handing it to them. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but when I get screwed, I like it to feel good. This is not a good thing. This is just super horrible. And how any of these people in that committee could have said yes to this indicates one thing, bribery and graft. Because no sane person would say yes to this. And I'm actually going to call Earl Brummenhauer's office because he was the chair of this. There are people that are going to be held accountable for this. Permanent repository nuclear waste fund used for MRS, but no additional funding source provided. Okay, this is going to require a permanent repository for nuclear waste fund used for MRS, but no additional MRS funding source provided. Wow. Okay, eliminates requirement for a permanent repository before allowing MRS facilities. So let's get back to what is MRS again? So we just don't forget what that means. Monitored retrievable storage, right? So what it's saying is that it's eliminating the requirement for a permanent repository before allowing monitored retrievable storage facilities. Mandates the NRC in 1 year with a maximum of a 6-month extension to make a decision on permanent repository. Reduces criteria for such a decision. Regardless of the decision, authorizes MRS agreements, monitored retrievable storage agreements, and facilities once the decision is made or the maximum 18-month deadline has passed. This makes it more likely the MRS facilities will become permanent, folks. Love the last one. This one is unbelievable. Eliminates the requirement for feasibility study, alternative analysis, and technical and congressional reviews. So it eliminates those congressional reviews. It eliminates a feasibility study. It eliminates technical reviews. It eliminates alternative analysis, allowing the DOE, Department of Energy, to approve expedited monitored retrievable storage agreements with little or no oversight or requirements. Still requires NRC technical approval sites, but the NRC review is inadequate and does not address all issues, including cost, site selection, transport route, and issues. Wow. This is super painful. So if any of you are interested in talking to Donna Gilmore, she does provide her phone number on this page and her email address. It's donnagilmore@gmail, G-I-L-M-O-R-E. And her phone number is 949-204-7794 if you want to give her a call and ask her about any of this, right? So Donna wrote up a letter. I see we only have about 15 minutes, and I don't know if we'll be able to get through it. But I'm going to make an effort because she wrote this letter that you can pick it up right on her page. And it is written from, she didn't write it. I was wrong about that. These are the people that sent this letter to Shimkus on June 27, 2017. The Honorable John Shimkus, chairman. The Honorable Paul D. Tonko, ranking member. That means he's a Democrat ranking member. The Alliance for Environmental Strategies, Alliance to Halt Fermi 3, Beyond Nuclear, Cape Downwinders, Chesapeake Physicians for Social Responsibility, Citizen Power, Citizen Awareness Network, Citizens Environmental Coalition, Citizens Resistance at Fermi 2, Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, C, Connecticut Coalition Against Millstone, Don't Waste Michigan, Ecological Options Network is EON, Energia Mia, Friends of the Earth, Georgia Women's Action for New Directions, Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, League of Conservation Voters, Michigan Safe Energy Future, Kalamazoo, Michigan Chapter, Michigan Safe Energy Future, Shoreline Chapter, Missouri Coalition for the Environment, Multicultural Alliance for Safe Environment, Natural Resource Defense Fund, Nevada Nuclear Waste Task Force, North American Water Office, Nuclear Energy Information Service, Nuclear Information and Resource Service, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, NukeFree.org, Nuke Watch, On Behalf of Planet Earth, Physicians for Social Responsibility, Physicians for Social Responsibility, Kansas City, Physicians for Social Responsibility, Los Angeles, Portsmouth, Picton, Residents for Environmental Safety and Security, the acronym is PRESS, P-R-E-S-S, Public Citizen, Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, San Luis Obispo Mothers for Peace, San Onofre Safety, Sierra Club, Snake River Alliance, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, Southwest Research and Information Center, Stand Up, Save Lives Campaign, Sustainable Energy and Economic Development, which is acronym is SEED Coalition, Task Force on Nuclear Power, Oregon and Washington Physicians for Social Responsibility, the Peace Farm, Toledo Coalition for Safe Energy, Vermont Citizens Action Network. So for any of you who were like me when I first got involved in this, because you can't see, none of these people are ever reported on. All of their hard work is never reported on in the news. I mean, this is just kind of like a list of people that I can contact to interview on this radio show. There's at least 1,000 people involved in this many, many long laundry list of actions across the country. So there are people out there standing up against the nuclear industry. That's not enough, folks. And because we don't hear about them doesn't mean they don't exist. I was one of the things that really, like, when I first met Kevin Blanch, I mean, we used to get angry, like, nobody's doing anything. Everybody's staying silent. Well, no, they are being suppressed and oppressed. When you suppress, you oppress. So we have about 15 minutes left. Let me see if I can get back into this. So hang on just 1 second. Let's see. Okay. Sorry about this. Dear Shimkus, dear Chairman Shimkus and Ranking Member Tonko, we write in opposition to H.R. 3053, the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017. It obviously did not matter. They rubber-stamped the bill. This bill, in its current state, puts our nation's nuclear waste storage policy on the wrong track yet again. It ignores environmental concerns, states' rights and consent to host the waste in the first instance, and attempts to truncate public review in order to force a solution, either Yucca Mountain or new consolidated interim storage site, that have both proven to be unworkable. Rather than blindly charge forward at the cost of the public safety and public resources, we urge Congress to reject this bill and start the important and necessary work on a comprehensive set of hearings to commence building a publicly accepted based repository program. So as you can tell, I hadn't really read this before, but I'm just going to tell you what. I like to read things live on the air so that you get my actual honest response. That's why I don't reread it, pre-read it if I can help it. The one thing I can say about these people that are engaged in the anti-nuclear fight is they are all too freaking nice. They are all too sweetsy about this. We urge Congress to reject this bill and start the important and necessary. Guess what, folks? They're not starting jack. Unless you can get about, I don't know, 50,000. I bet you if we got 3,000 people to call the Congress, this is how weak need these people are. All it would take is 3,000 people, 1,000. I mean, I would be shocked if we could get over 1,000 people to call them up, if that would change it. But I think that's really how low it is. I know when I was engaged in watching the Congress before, I used to read all the bills that went up in the early 2000s. I was told by Congressman Lee's office that my call and 10 other people who called her office forced the committee to take out a bill in the new budget bill that was going to make organic your backyard farms illegal. There was a little insert, page 600, that Monsanto had slipped in saying people couldn't have backyard farms. They didn't read it. They hadn't even noticed it. Me and evidently 10 other people called her office, and because of that, we alerted them to which page number it was on, and they went, took it out, and that was that. But this is how they're going to work. The same way that the SMRs is, am I doing what they wanted? The small nuclear reactors? Yeah. See the MRSs, SMRs? Same way that they were trying to shove the SMRs through the bills here in the United States, in Oregon. Let's continue with this letter. We have about 10 minutes. I think I can get Pat through it. It's not very long. The bill you will vote on retains all the flaws contained from an earlier draft. Some of these harms include unwise efforts to recommence the licensing process for proposed repository in Nevada's Yucca Mountain. This is a project certain to fail the NRC's licensing process due to the geologic and hydrology of the site that make it unsuitable for isolating spent nuclear fuel for the required time. Next, the draft legislation suggests going forward with a consolidated storage proposal before working out the details of a comprehensive legislative plan to solve the nuclear waste problem, entirely severing the link between storage and disposal, and thus creating an overwhelming risk that an interim storage site will determine or function as a de facto final resting place for nuclear waste. The draft provides no safety, no environmental or public acceptance criteria, only speed of siting and expense. This is so outrageous. This is precisely the formula that produced the failure of the Yucca Mountain process and made it, as the previous administration noted, unworkable. It's unworkable. You know, until we close down these facilities, they're just doing nothing but blah, blah, you know. And it's going to take us, folks. It's going to take us. And no, we don't have to be experts. We don't have to know everything about it to get engaged in this. What we do have to say is we see the results. We see the deaths, the increase in cancer. We see our children getting sick. We see our environmental dying. We see, you know, the ocean is dying, folks. The ocean is in critical crisis. And until people decide that they care and love this planet, we are going to continue to get the same thing by these people because they have no regard for human life. They don't even care about their own children. You think they're going to care about yours? No, they're cowards. We have to push them. Ugh. Can you tell? This really makes me spit nails, man. I am just unbelievable. I'm just shocked. I'm just completely, completely shocked that somebody on a congressional committee said, yeah, this plan looks like a great idea. It's going to save us billions. That's really why they're doing it. You know, this whole proposal is pushed forward as a ultimate, even though we have to pay them ahead of time. And even though they're going to give us a one-time fee, this is considered a long-term budget saver because we don't have to deal with the safety costs, the regulations, the environmental impact reports are expensive. Oh, man. I mean, this is exactly how dictators work. This is how oppressors work. They badger people till they just give up. Abusers beat their wives every day, and then they'll bring them flowers the next day. Beat them at night, bring them flowers in the morning. It's this cycle of, don't worry, we're saving you money, but we're going to kill you. Back to this letter. Other provisions fail to respect Nevada's water rights and conflict with the well-established and necessary requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act, which no doubt is next on the list of the GOP that's in power. Doing so exacerbates the public interest community's objections of the last two decades that the process of developing, licensing, and setting environmental and oversight standards for the proposed repository has been and continues to be rigged or weakened to ensure that the site can be licensed rather than to provide for safety over the length of time that the waste remains dangerous to the public health and the environment. Get that? And the three amendments previously offered by the minority, which is the Democrats, currently withdrawn and potentially being negotiated behind doors. Only the respecting of Nevada's control over its water rights offered by Representative Cardenas would positively affect an otherwise misguided bill. So Representative Cardenas has put in an amendment. Uh-huh. So that was rejected. The amendment from Representative Peters to sever the remaining link between storage and disposal is highly objectionable and runs precisely counter to former Senator Jeff Bingham's wise admonition that interim storage can play an important role in comprehensive waste management program only as an integral part of the repository program and not as an alternative to or de facto substitute for permanent disposal. And the amendment from Representative Matsui sets us on a path to go forward in the next few years with a consolidated storage proposal before working out the details of a comprehensive legislative path to solve the nuclear waste problem. It's not waste. It's contamination, folks. It's not waste. It's not like toilet paper you're going to throw away. And frankly, creating an overwhelming risk that an interim storage site in New Mexico, Utah, or even Texas, although the Texas site just requested that its license application be held in abeyance, will be de facto final resting place for nuclear waste. This will not work. It is likely those states will in some form or another resist being selected as the dumping ground for the nuclear waste that without a meaningful consent-based process and regulatory authority that garners both public acceptance and scientific defensible solution. Well, you know what? It will work because nobody's going to know about it, you dumb fucks. Honest to God, these guys like, you know what happens? I think when you put on a tie and go to work every day, you choke off the blood to your brain and you just forget. Like, oh my God, they just refuse to look at what they're doing. Further, also, just as damning, it sets up yet another attempt to ship the waste to Yucca Mountain, irrespective of its certain likelihood of failing the regulatory process, and to seek to revive the licensed private fuel storage site that has been strongly opposed in Utah, or even open up New Mexico's waste isolation pilot plant facility for spent nuclear fuel disposal, despite strong opposition and contrary to 25 years of federal law. The latter site also is designated and intended for nuclear waste with trace elements of plutonium, not spent fuel. And as we note, a site that has already seen an accident dispersing plutonium throughout the underground and into the environment, contaminating 22 workers, and thus the site was functionally inoperable for years. And it's probably pretty close to inoperable still. Wow, we have about a minute left. The latter site was also designed and intended for nuclear waste. All of this runs precisely counter to the core admonition of the previous administration's Blue Ribbon Commission for America's Future that consent comes first. Well, considering we have the rape president as president and the rape Congress, consent means nothing to them. Consent means I'm going to do it and you're going to consent. So look, folks, please go to sananofrisafety.org, read this full letter, dig around on her page. Get active. There's a list of the Congress people. Read this letter. Call these people mentioned in this letter. I'm going to be talking about this again because this is an act of war. That's how I feel about it. They are about to kill our future if they pass this act. It is the most urgent thing that you can possibly do. So please take action. Put your courage feet on. You don't have to be an expert, but you must take action. Please. It's really important. I'll be back tomorrow with you and talk to you soon.